#KEPCORBYN. Thousands of people have attended rallies and meetings in support of Jeremy Corbyn. A few are reported here. For more detail and further reports, see socialistparty.org.uk Featherston. On the 10th of September, Jeremy Corbyn attended his 35th election rally in the last month at Featherston Rovers Rugby League ground in Yorkshire. Several hundred gave him a standing ovation. Introductory speakers commented how it had been difficult to keep the faith with the Labour Party after the experiences of Blair, Brown and Miliband. However, Labour is now potentially back where it belongs, in the hands of the people. A young, recently joined Labour member asked the question, "Is it too much to want affordable housing, stable jobs with decent wages and free education for future generations?" John Trickett, Labour MP for the area, related back to the Featherston massacre of 123 years ago, when miners were shot at for striking against pay cuts. Back then, Labour's first MP Keir Hardie spoke in Featherston, and campaigned hard for the miners' case. "It was raised that we face the same question today. Do we want a Labour Party led by socialists, fighting for a political voice of workers, or another set of pale Tory imitators?" He said that we must, and will, offer something very different to the electorate. He went on to explain an alternative programme of good quality, full employment all over the country. Corbyn summed up by saying Labour would eliminate all discrimination, come together with the people to defeat the Tories, and create a society that is better for all. Socialist Party members held a prominent campaign stall outside the ground, and sold 84 copies of The Socialist, and raised £35 for our fighting fund, as well as selling other literature including a copy of The Rise of Militant book. Several young people expressed their interest in joining the Socialist Party. Mick Griffiths, Wakefield Socialist Party.